From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian President Putin calls on Ukraine separatists to postpone secession vote. Another crucial election test in India. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is calling on pro-Moscow separatists in eastern Ukraine to postpone a secession vote set for Sunday. Speaking at the Kremlin Wednesday, Mr. Putin also suggested publicly for the first time that Ukraine's May 25th presidential election, the target of recent Kremlin scorn, is now, in his words, a move in the right direction. The surprise comments came during a meeting between the president and the visiting head of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Mr. Putin also said Russian military units massed along the Ukraine border have pulled back from their forward positions. But the White House, the Pentagon, and NATO all say no immediate signs of any withdrawal are detected. Hundreds of people are feared dead after militants attacked a town in northeastern Nigeria, setting fire to homes and businesses and shooting residents as they tried to escape. Local officials say a suspected Boko Haram militant stormed the remote town of Gamboro Ngala on the border with Cameroon. The U.S. military, meanwhile, is sending a team of experts to Nigeria to help with the search for 276 schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram. A Pentagon spokesman says the United States is not considering a military operation to rescue the girls. In South Africa, they had an election Wednesday, the first nationwide vote to include those born after the end of apartheid in 1994. Analysts are predicting the ruling African National Congress will capture more than 60% of the popular vote, and that would mean President Jacob Zuma would be elected to a second five-year term. Hundreds of Syrian rebels began pulling out of parts of the besieged city of Homs under a ceasefire deal, which hands back control to the government less than a month before Syria's presidential elections. Rebels also agreed to ease their siege and allow aid into two Shiite-majority towns in northern Syria, as well as release some captives. Once the evacuation is complete, forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad will control almost all of Homs city, except for one rebel-held district. A senior UN official says international support for Jordan is needed to head off growing resentment against Syrian refugees. Lisa Schlein reports.
Nearly 600,000 Syrian refugees have fled to Jordan to escape fighting in their country. Only 20% of them live in camps where United Nations and private aid agencies provide them with care and assistance. The other 80% is living in host communities. They rely on basic government subsidies and on basic social services. The UN Resident Humanitarian Coordinator for Jordan, Edward Callan, says the Syrian refugee and Jordanian communities live together. They are intertwined.
A hungry Syrian child or a Jordanian child is a hungry child. There's no way how we are going to discriminate.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The humanitarian coordinator says the situation in Syria is not getting better, and refugees will be living in Jordan for a very long time. Thailand's caretaker cabinet appointed an acting prime minister after the constitutional court ordered Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat and several cabinet members to step down. The Bangkok court unanimously ruled Wednesday that Prime Minister Yingluck improperly transferred her national security chief to another job in 2011. It said the move was unconstitutional and done for her own benefit. The cabinet appointed a commerce minister to take over. As India now holds a second-to-last round of voting in general elections, all eyes are on a parliamentary seat being defended by top Congress Party leader Rahul Gandhi. We get details from Anjana Pasricha.
Wednesday's vote involved 64 parliamentary seats across seven states, but none got as much attention as a rural constituency in Uttar Pradesh state, Amethi, which is being defended by Rahul Gandhi, the scion of the Gandhi political dynasty, which controls the ruling Congress party. Amethi, an underdeveloped area, has been a Gandhi family bastion for over three decades. But in this election, the opposition Bharatiya Janata Party has mounted an all-out challenge to the 43-year-old Congress party leader. Rahul Gandhi is widely expected to win the race. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. These and other stories on our website on the internet at voanews.com.